This is in response to Nick Holloway Fox's Tebow. I do have some thoughts about the ritual of tea and coffee making, and around the sort of just the pleasantness of that doing that with a friend. For me, it's the same as cooking a meal with a friend. So you, the whole ritual of preparing it and letting it brew and sitting down and relaxing and so on. Although I confess that my own tea and coffee making isn't as reflective as that and tends to be more of a grab it because I need to have a drink. What did come to mind though was something that I heard recently, and I'm probably paraphrasing this terribly, about our thoughts and tea. So, our thoughts, our mind being, or this is what I heard anyway, this is what I got from it, our mind being the clear water in the teacup, and the thoughts being the tea bag, and that when you put the tea bag in, it starts to flavour the clarity of the water, and the longer you leave it in, the more flavour goes into the water, and the different type of tea bag or coffee bag that you put in will give it a different flavour. And that if you stopped putting tea in, a bit like you did, Nick, when you came back and you poured more hot water on, which I agree with SM2N, in that sounds like a disgusting thing to do, but not as bad as probably nuking your tea or putting it in the microwave, so to speak. But if you kept pouring hot water or any sort of water onto that flavouring in your cup, eventually the clarity would come back and the flavour would go, and you could have a different flavour. So it was like an analogy to how our thoughts can change and flavour our lives. I hope that's useful for your string of tea boos.